The NT government has released a draft proposal aiming to reduce the rates of incarceration and recidivism of Indigenous and Torres Strait Islander people. The Aboriginal Justice Agreement outlines what needs to be improved in reforming the criminal justice system, including the reintroduction of community courts, where Aboriginal elders preside with magistrates to ensure Indigenous law is taken into account when sentencing offenders. David Woodroof is the Principal Legal Officer for the North Australian Aboriginal Justice Agency. He told The Wire's Jared McLaughlin why an Aboriginal Justice Agreement is a positive move.
For the very first time in Northern Territory, we've actually had a government intention that's to create an Aboriginal Justice Agreement that has made their strong commitment to lower the incarceration rate of Aboriginal people and the recidivism rate of Aboriginal people returning to jail. But this really is about transforming completely that landscape of the justice system for Aboriginal people and making it a system that can work for Aboriginal people, but actually working in such a way to lower those incarceration rates and, importantly, to keep people out of jail and building up our communities.
This actually came from a very rigorous, extensive consultation process, which was done over 2 years. What were some of the recommendations that were put forward to the government?
You're very right. It was a very important part of this process, of this draft Aboriginal Justice Agreement, of going and listening to Aboriginal people throughout the communities in the Northern Territory, in the prison system, but also having a very rigorous examination of the justice system and the inclusion of the planning of data and experts about that justice system. The very important message that's been heard very loud and clear, and that is the central part of this draft Aboriginal Justice Agreement, voices from the community, is about not losing those members of their community to end up in prison and be taken away from their communities and ending up in lives caught up in the justice system and the prison system and wasted life. And very importantly, that's this very strong message that we heard from people in prison about wanting their younger brothers and sisters and community members not to lead a life that leads to crime and imprisonment.
One of the proposals that was put to the government included reintroducing community courts. Do you think that that is a good way to try and reduce the number of Indigenous people who are incarcerated in the prison system?
Absolutely, Jared. Look, I'm very honoured and proud to have been a lawyer previously in the Northern Territory, where about 15 years ago there were community courts, and actually being involved in that process were courts where there are a number of elders are involved in that process. It is absolutely fantastic. It brings in what's really needed in sentencing. It brings in that community view, brings in the views of the elders, and it's very powerful because elders will know that young person, the person who's offending, they'll know their family, they'll know their grandparents, and it has a very powerful effect in, you know, the importance around shame, responsibility, but also it brings in that personal experience. If someone's broken into a community store, these are the people who have also been affected, members of your community, but also they're there to play a very important thing about teaching. And teaching, not just for that young person, to the person who's offended, but teaching to the court, to the lawyers, to the prosecutors, to the judges, to the victim, about this person, who they are and how they fit in the community.
Do you think that this could help to improve or even to change attitudes towards Indigenous people, including Aboriginal Territorians, to making the criminal justice system less racially intolerant?
All the community, Aboriginal community, non-Aboriginal community, want to see greater impact of the court system that makes a meaningful difference in people's lives, so that with the stopping of that imprisonment, that is the stopping of reoffending. It is about making safer and better communities and making people have different opportunities in their lives. So I really do see that there will be community support that shows that there is the need for an Aboriginal Justice Agreement. There is the need for doing things differently, because we know presently that the system, not just the justice system, not just in crime, but in many different aspects of people, Aboriginal people encounter in the legal system, they encounter many barriers. And some of those barriers are very simple barriers, which would shock people. I can think of an example of Triple O calls. So with Triple O calls, if a person rings up and they speak a foreign language from another country, AAA system allows for 54 interpreters of different languages. But in Northern Territory, there are no Aboriginal languages as a AAA call. These are fundamental sort of questions. An Aboriginal person calling up for help, help should be understood in any language. You know, we're a community, and we need to be looking at the needs of Aboriginal people in as part of our community, but part of our legal system and in our justice system, where there are these barriers. And importantly, where there are barriers where people can't access programs in prisons because there are no interpreters.
David Woodroof, Principal Legal Officer for the North Australian Aboriginal Justice Agency, ending that story with The Wire's Jared McLaughlin.